Burma is at the top of the news this evening, where tens of thousands of monks have been joined by civilians and political activists in the largest demonstration the country has seen since 1988. The Myanmar junta poured troops and police armed with rifles into central Yangon today in an attempt to end the biggest demonstrations against military rule in nearly 20 years. British Prime Minister Gordon Brown urged the European Union to take a tougher stance on Burma's military rulers earlier today, saying sanctions against the military-led government should be tightened in response to their suppression of dissent. Brown also said the United Nations should act as soon as possible to bring pressure to bear on the Burmese government. Coordinator of the regional human rights group ALSEAN Burma, Debbie Strottert, said the situation is both dangerous and inspiring.
The monks are calling for the regime to release all political prisoners, including democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi, and over 200 political prisoners who were arrested because of the protest. And finally, the monks are calling for the military regime to engage in political dialogue with political leaders and ethnic leaders so that a peaceful, long-term resolution for Burma can be achieved. We are all very inspired, but also very concerned about the safety of civilians. Now is the time that we have to act. The military regime is very vulnerable and is actually internally divided over the current situation. And any intervention or diplomacy that takes place now is more likely to make an impact.